We want winners here.
You smell like a winner!
From days of long ago, from uncharted regions of the universe.
Good to see you.
Good to see you, Don.
I like seeing you guys.
Good to see you as well.
Why don't you move? Why don't you move to
hell? Hey, good to see Tony. Good to see Don. It's good to see everybody.
We didn't see each other in a while.
This should really be the intro.
So Tony's wearing a Tough Mudder headband.
He probably has 20 of those.
I don't understand why you have to wear that when we do a podcast.
It's all about intensity, guys. You know, it's living with intensity, napping with intensity, podcasting with intensity.
Also, if apparently speaking into your microphone with intensity.
Don took a ferocious nap.
Maybe you could back up just maybe a smidge.
Let me see if I can do that. Is that any better or is it still loud?
No, that's fine, but you can keep going with your intensity. That would be great.
Well, I'm done now. The intensity lasts in 20-second spurts.
Speaking of intensity, do you know how intense it is to buy a Coke at 7-Eleven now at this point in time?
Does it involve a name?
Yeah,
because I don't know how to choose over the name. I don't understand it. I don't know what's going on.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I stand at a 7-Eleven, and I'm like, well, I need to get the Diet Coke. And by the way, Diet Coke's, I think, on sale for like $2.22. So, you know, it's good for like a little lunch snack or whatever, right? But at the same time, standing there.
What's $2.22?
If you get two for $2.22.
That's your whole lunch?
Two Diet Cokes? I'm saying I get those when I... Let's get back to the point of the story. The point of the story is that I now have to spend time there trying to figure out what name I'm going to walk out with. I walked out with a Raul the other day.
First off, I've not seen anyone that ethnic on the name.
I'm saying, well, you don't work where I
am. I'm in the wrong neighborhood. Well, or the right neighborhood, huh?
Well, hey.
Hey, what's up with this Chi-Chi Coke?
We were trying to think of what other names could you possibly
share a Coke with your boo.
Yeah, yeah. Well, like I settled for Family, I think, is one that I had.
Well, Family's on the big bottles because you don't share a 20-ounce soda with your family unless you're a poor. Are you a poor?
No, but no. But I Family was one. I found a Tony.
Okay, you've spent already way more time than I have.
But this is the problem that I have. I can't walk out with like weird names.
Why you think
I like that Don can't spend any time responding to emails, but he spends like a half an hour looking for names of Coke and which one to choose. It's great. It's really nice. Radio for Winners, another episode, another week. Tony, Jeremy, and Cherokee Don live in the studio in the Beat Lab. If you want to interact with us, you can always check us out on Twitter at Radio for Winners. Also, rfwshow@gmail.com. Send your emails in. We love to answer your questions. We always love email. We never get any email.
I read the email.
Do we get any?
No, we don't.
So you don't read much.
Well, no. We get a lot.
Don never learned how to read.
We get a lot of spam.
Well, yeah, that's everybody.
Yeah, I wanted to see it, but just to follow up on the end there, I'd just like to get if you find a Coke or a Diet Coke's got my name on it, let me know. Tweet me a picture.
Wow, this is so what we've come to.
Yeah,
I felt bad after last week's show.
You should.
There was a lot of good reasons to feel bad after last week's show, but what was the one you felt bad about?
Something went poorly with the weekend event that we might have to remove the episode from the
We did talk a lot about it if Don's grandmother died, which was real funny at the time. Did she die? If so, we apologize for last week's episode.
She did not, but Robin Williams did.
Oh, well, now we have no reason to do news today, Don.
But before we jump into that, talk about your grandmother jumping out of a plane.
So, Grandma, she survived. Jumping out of the plane.
And how old again is she?
82.
That's crazy.
She's 82. I tried to explain to her, you know, married, father of three with one on the way, that I do a podcast out of the garage, and she didn't know what that was. And I explained,
neither does anybody else.
Well, that's true. I explained to her that I had talked about her on our previous episode. She said, "What's an episode?" So we had a very long conversation about it. She went up in the plane. My aunt and uncle jumped out. They survived. My cousin, my 18-year-old cousin, jumped out. He survived. And here comes my 82-year-old grandmother from 10,000 feet, just kind of floating down out of the sky. And my grandfather, it was pretty cute. My grandfather really was concerned that she wasn't, you know, something bad was going to happen to her. And, like, as soon as she landed, he ran out there.
He was crying, but you were like, those aren't tears of joy.
He wasn't crying, but he was excited that she was excited and happy. And the only thing that I knew how to scream out loud was, oh, thank God Thanksgiving is still on.
Thanks to us.
To which all of my cousins were high-fiving each other, but my aunt was looking at me like, that's not very appropriate.
You're like, you should hear the show from last week. Those guys are dicks.
Yeah, yeah. To which I said to my aunt, please don't ever listen to my podcast, ever. Ever. That's why nobody listens to the podcast. I've told them never to listen to it, ever.
So your grandmother's not a large part of our target audience.
Well, that is true.
Now, does this motivate you to jump out of a plane?
So now it's interesting that you say that too, right? So my grandfather, who's 84, 85, he just had like hip replacement, knee replacement, all kind of like replacement surgeries. He's still a very active guy.
Apparently.
And he comes to me and he, you know, I'm the oldest grandchild. So he taps me on the shoulder and he says, he goes, how about you and me do this in November? And I looked at him and I said, how about no? And he said, now, wait a minute. Does that mean that you won't go with me? Like, you don't want to jump with me? I said, no, I don't want to jump out of a plane. Why the hell would I want to do that? To which I got scolded, by the way, for using the word hell. But he just kind of looked at me weird.
Yeah, they should never listen to this podcast.
But then I started to think about it. How do I tell my 84-year-old grandfather that I'm not going to jump out of a plane with him?
I would usually start with, hey, I'm not jumping out of a plane with you.
That's a good leader. Yeah. That's a good, it kind of gets your point across.
Yeah, so my mom, apparently, she's now going to do it in November.
Wow.
And so there's a bunch of other relatives that are now, because they did it, that they're going to do it now. But my grandfather, I feel like, wants me to go with him. Like, I'm the oldest grandchild, I should go with him. And I don't have a desire to jump out of a plane. I don't get it. And my uncle's like, oh, it's amazing. The free fall is amazing. It's just, it's great. I'm like, no, I don't need that.
I think you should do it. I think it'd be good for the show. You can maybe carry a banner. Unfurl it.
Have it throw business cards out everywhere. Little flyers as you fly across the sky.
Where the hell do you think I'm flying across? What's got? I'm in Aberdeen. That would be where you would
go. You got to fly somewhere.
Yeah.
Actually, we have a large listenership in Aberdeen.
We just have one large-sized listener.
Listenership.
He's collecting cans of Coke with different names on them.
So, yeah.
He just lines his house with them.
So I get, to wrap it up, I get a text message. It was a very touching text message from Tony. And Tony, do you remember sending me the text message that you said?
I actually do not. I may have been drunken during that time.
All right. So he sends me a text.
Doesn't explain the shirtless selfie you sent with it.
It says, yeah. He says, happy to see that the skydiving went safely. Pretty damn impressive, too. So I showed that to my grandmother. And I'm like, look, even my friends feel that, you know, what you did was very impressive. The only thing that she said was, why does he have to cuss in that text message?
Are you serious?
I swear to you. She goes, why does he have to cuss?
Well, I think we have a whole episode dedicated to your family, man.
Just your grandparents.
Why do you think I was excited that Thanksgiving's still on? Because you guys are invited to Thanksgiving. We're going to do a whole show there.
I'm
going to
be there.
Oh, I think this might explain why you listened to Elvira at the age of 5. Going on with the whole thing.
They're good, clean boys, those Oak Ridge boys.
There's a story there.
Well, I'm sure that there is. I'll have to tell you my psychiatrist's names, and you can talk to him about that.
Well, Don, would you rather jump out of a plane or take the ice water challenge?
Now, can you guys explain the ice water challenge?
No, I can't explain the ice water challenge. What the hell is this?
Oh, I think it's where you just drink a lot of ice water. Well, no, that's not true.
Radio for Winners co-host Don was killed today after drinking a ton of ice water when he thought it was the ice water challenge.
He did not understand what the ice water challenge is.
No.
Now, if I'm correct, it involves, I believe, raising money or raising awareness to ALS.
Yes.
So it's ALS.
It's awareness, which then will get it more money.
So it's just ALS. That's the only charity that this is for, right?
Yeah.
For ALS. Very nice. Way to shorten it up. ALS people don't have a lot of time, so let's shorten up the name of their disease.
See, now that is a good, that's our charity right there.
Owls.
Let's rename it Owls. Save their precious time.
Used to be called Lou Gehrig's disease, but then we shrunk it down to ALS.
And Radio for Winners put it to Owls.
Owls. Speeds up time.
So are you annoyed by it?
So here's my question, right? So you have two choices, right? You either do the ice bucket challenge. Is it the ice bucket challenge?
Ice water challenge.
Ice water bucket challenge.
Name it what you want.
Or you have to donate to charity.
Correct.
I don't see anybody donating to charity.
Apparently, people are donating to charity because famous people are taking the ice water challenge.
Well, okay, so famous people are. But it seems
apparently,
to me,
you know who
a lot of, wait a minute, but it seems to be a lot of my friends are just getting buckets of ice dumped on them and not donating a single penny to ALS.
Well, are your friends part of the Orioles? Now, you know who refused? I just saw this on Twitter. Obama.
Wow.
How about you make a donation, Mr. President? How about you take that challenge?
He did. He just made it National Owls Day.
National Owls Day.
National Owls Day.
I think I would also take just take the challenge. I don't feel like donating money. I'm not a big charity fan. I get annoyed. Like at the grocery store when they're like, "Hey, you want to donate a dollar or whatever's going on?" I'm like, no, I'm not. I'm not
just
doing
what
that.
About the just the change on your order, sir? What did I just say, lady? I said no.
Wow.
What if we start our own charity?
See, I
our own challenge for charity.
But now I go, like, if I go to like the pet store, it says, "Do you want to donate a dollar to the homeless pets?" Sometimes I'll donate a dollar, but then sometimes I don't, and I feel like something bad's going to happen to me if I don't
donate.
No,
just homeless pets are going to die.
But,
it's okay.
Or I'm going to be judged by the cashier because I didn't donate just one simple
dollar.
Okay,
well, that cashier works at a pet store, so you're on top of that already.
That's true.
Don't worry about it.
That's true. But I don't understand the ice bucket. Why do I need to give a 20-minute dissertation video of what I'm about to do?
Like, well, if not, it's just a video of you jumping into ice.
Well, that's fine. It's not jumping into ice. Somebody's dumping. And listen, let's be honest. Look at some of the water that's being dumped on these people. It's just water. There's no ice with it.
Maybe it's really hot outside, Don. It is the summer.
I got a lot of problems with this ice bucket, ice water thing.
Well, one is not knowing what it is.
I don't care what it is.
Problem number one, I don't know what it is.
I know what owls is, and that's all I need to do.
So we can make up. Let's make up our own charity. And our own challenge for a cause.
Yeah, the cause is the RFW cause.
The radio for winners.
Send three depressed guys to Vegas.
That's it.
That's a 30.
Either give a homeless guy a hand job or send us to Vegas. These are the options you have.
Have you been inflicted with RFW?
It's a terrible disease. It comes once a week and is always a letdown.
So what would you do if somebody... Now, I know that I'm opening up a can of worms by doing this, but what
this
would
is
you,
not good.
What would you do if somebody challenged you to that?
I would walk
fortunately,
away.
Now here's...
Actually, no, I'm an idiot. I take every bet.
See,
I would
but,
do the ice water challenge.
But here's the thing, though, right? And this... I don't know if this is telling about me either, but nobody's challenged me to do it.
Well, that's because we're not famous.
Well, it's not a question of being famous. All of my friends, like on Facebook, they do it. So they must not be friends because they don't challenge me to do it, or they know that I'm a pussy and I'm not actually going to do it.
I don't know anyone that's not famous that's doing it.
I feel like your friends think you're cheap and that you also won't do it.
Your friends think you're a cheap pussy. Your friends are probably pretty accurate.
Well, they are. Well, that's why they call them friends. Hey, everybody.
They call them friends because they think you're a cheap sissy.
Well, yeah. All right. Well, I'm not doing the ice bucket challenge. Don't challenge me to the ice bucket challenge, ice water challenge.
We're taking a stand on not helping charity.
You know what?
Or
I tell you
challenge.
What. Don't challenge me to the ice water challenge. I will do the ice bucket challenge.
Which is what?
You just throw ice buckets at people?
At homeless people. It's not really a challenge.
Well.
The ice bucket taunt.
If they run, it is.
I have a homeless dwarf.
Well, this was a smooth transition.
And he's always asking for money. But he's like trying to be clever, and he goes, "Hey, it's for my whiskey fund." And I appreciate the honesty. I do. But I'm just saying, if you're going to be a dwarf, you got to do something else. You got to step up your game a little bit more besides just, you know, trying to use not even that very clever of humor. I mean, that's kind of a longstanding kind of, you know, joking.
I want beer.
Give me money kind of approach. I'm saying maybe if he danced, he'd have more success.
Wow.
Why don't you dance for me, midget?
Why don't you dance?
I live in Asheville, so there's a lot of live performances on street performers. I'm just saying this guy needs to step up if he wants to compete.
He has to dress like he's from Oz. Give out lollipops.
Look, if I could get 10% of the business that guy could take by dressing up like that, I would actually give him the lollipops to pass out.
We
or
now
sell.
Know the real true reason that Tony moved to Asheville.
Dwarves?
Yes, and he wants to be a homeless.
He wants to hang out with homeless dwarves.
That's true.
Homeless advocate, huh? Right there, it just
there
turned around into something positive.
You know who else was an advocate? President Obama before he was president. He was an advocate. And maybe you too one day can become president of the United States.
Well, I don't know where you're going with that, Don, but it is time for our regular segment. Radio for Winners and the News. This is the part of the show where I stop talking about Obama and talk about other things that happened recently that are not important whatsoever. We could talk about a lot of things like Israel, but we won't. We'll talk about junk.
Junk?
Junk. Just junk. Hey, guys, did you know that Robin Williams died earlier this week?
I did not hear this.
Then I'm going to bring you all down. Because unfortunately, I'm sharing the news.
When did this happen?
Robin Williams died earlier this week.
No.
Whoa.
Monday night.
I had not heard that.
Well, then this show took a turn, and we'll see you next week.
A terrible loss.
Now, is that what you truly believe? Is that a terrible loss?
This is what it is. I know that I was actually bummed out when I first saw the news, and then the next morning, I think I sent a G-chat to Jeremy saying I was kind of bummed out by it, and then Jeremy responded with putting quotation marks around bummed out, going, yeah, I didn't know him, so I just went and played video games.
That's right. Like, I got up in the morning.
He thought, like, basically he was attacking me for feeling
sad about
an icon passing away untimely.
You asked if I was bummed out, and I said I was not bummed out. I didn't know him personally, so I wasn't all that sad.
You are a robot.
No, that's not true, Tony. I am a robot, but that's not why it's not true. You're telling me that every time somebody that you know of dies, you're sad about it.
No, but this I think is a special case.
Why is it a special case?
Lauren Bacall.
Because he was Mork from Ork?
Well, I mean, the guy has been in our lives in some form of TV or movies over the last 30 plus years. So, I mean, we saw him so much. I mean, yeah, I mean, the guy had
just recently had a hit TV show with Sarah Michelle Gellar.
First off, that show was canceled, so it wasn't that much of a hit. And that's not her name. Your notes are very good, but they are not read out loud.
Sarah Michelle Gellar.
So, Don, what did you think? You were saddened, obviously, right?
I enjoyed Mork from Ork. You know what hit me was, I've got all these kids. Yeah, I just got a litter of kids running through the house.
12 kids
running through the house.
But little Raul.
But when I realized that the genie from Aladdin had died, that made me a little sad. Because he was so good as that character. And then, you know, have you seen Happy Feet? The only movies I see are kids' movies.
Yeah, no, I mean, I've seen Aladdin, but...
Happy Feet, he was the penguin.
Right.
I mean, isn't
everyone in that movie a penguin? Isn't it about penguins?
Well,
everyone in the movie was the penguin.
Okay. Simmer down.
You know who's a better penguin?
Like, why do you have to depress? Yeah, why do you have to depress me about this? Why?
I'm not trying to be depressing. I don't understand emotion, and I need help with this. This is the problem, apparently. Apparently, I'm the asshole. Because this is the other thing, is that not just you guys, who now I know are sissies, but everybody I know on Facebook immediately was like, oh my God, this is a tragedy. I can't go on. I'm going to take the whole week off and just watch Hook over and over again. I don't understand. Because it's not like anyone was watching Hook last week. Nobody was watching Hook last week. So why is this week the week to watch Hook? Is it going to bring him back to life? Is it magical?
Well, morbidly, I started thinking about Patch Adams.
Well, Patch Adams is a terrible movie, so I'm sorry.
Well, see, I didn't think it was a terrible movie.
It's
but...
Why don't you watch RV while you're at it? Wow. These are all bad movies.
Wow. Wow, what is wrong with you?
You made some good movies, but you didn't list those.
Christ. But I was thinking about Philip Seymour Hoffman was in Patch Adams. Philip Seymour Hoffman also no longer with us.
Yeah.
How many other people are going to die from Patch Adams?
I don't even know who else is in Patch Adams.
Eventually, Patch Adams. I mean, come on. I mean, everybody's going to die, right? Anyway, I don't know. I think you're a robot, Jeremy. I think the last time you got upset is when D&D changed the rules. I think...
You know what? I'm going to be honest with you. That was pretty upsetting. But it turns out I like those new rules. Makes it much easier, more streamlined for new players.
I do agree that I think people do tend to get a little carried away when it comes to these kind of situations. But I feel it's justified for the most part.
I wasn't being an outward dick, though. I wasn't like, I didn't post like, I can't believe you guys hate Robin Williams. What a tool. I mean, I didn't care. So I didn't post anything.
If it was just like he had a heart attack and died, I think that would have been sad. But the fact that he killed himself was, I think, pretty tragic.
Well, I mean, yes. Anyone that kills himself is kind of a sad story, but think about if it was another star, like let's say Tom Cruise died because he
fine by
himself.
Me.
Well, yeah, why is that fine with everybody? But yet Robin Williams is not fine with everybody.
I think it would be just as tragic.
You
not
think so?
As tragic, because I think Robin Williams was more beloved. But I think when you have a celebrity of that stature who dies an untimely death, such as like a suicide inverse, an overdose or a heart attack, I think you're gonna see just the shock of it is what really. What, makes it more impactful.
What other, let's replace his name with any other name. What other celebrity right now could do the same thing and get as much people that are like, oh, I loved him. He was
Rosie
wonderful.
O'Donnell.
You really think Rosie O'Donnell's an answer?
No.
Oprah.
The lead singer from Dire Straits.
Okay, well, Oprah would be pretty shocking. I'll give you that. But I don't think I'd care about that either. The only person I can think of that I thought of today that I was like, who would do this that I would be honestly upset about that was famous, not like a relative, was Bill Cosby.
No.
You wouldn't be sad if Bill Cosby died?
No.
You are a racist.
No, I'm not. I liked Bill Cosby, the old Bill Cosby. I don't like this new Bill Cosby.
It's the same Bill Cosby. People get older, Don.
No, but the old Bill Cosby was a fun Bill Cosby. This new Bill Cosby, he's just too controlling. I don't like the new Bill Cosby. But here's, let me sadden up just a little bit more.
Why aren't we talking the entire show about Bill Cosby?
I don't know. Let's listen. The fact that Letterman is retiring this year, and I believe that Letterman's first guest at NBC and at CBS was Robin Williams, and I would have just assumed that his last guest probably would have been Robin Williams, too, is also a little sad to me as well.
It could be you doing an impersonation of Robin Williams.
No, but did you see Jimmy Fallon did an impersonation of Robin Williams?
Yeah, but Jimmy Fallon does a good impersonation of Robin Williams.
I don't. What are you trying to say? That I don't do a good impersonation of Robin
no,
Williams?
No, let's throw it out there. See how it goes.
Oh, this is going to be bad.
This is going to make everybody less mad at me. So go for it. Because right now everyone's really mad at me, apparently, even though I still don't think I said anything wrong. But
I don't think I have one.
Oh, wow.
That was just was the best I could do.
What is that?
I don't know. I don't have Robin Williams in my repertoire. Sorry.
That was awful.
I think it was marvelous. But you know what was awful? Earlier this weekend, NASCAR driver Tony Stewart was out doing some dirt track racing, a little stuff before the regular NASCAR race on Sunday. By the way, our NASCAR league's still going on, even though no one cares. Anyway, Tony Stewart killed a guy.
Oh, whoa!
I think Tony Stewart's probably the only guy that's maybe happy that Robin Williams passed away.
Wow! You know, the funny thing is
Tony Stewart and me.
Tony saying that, that's the first thing I thought of. Man, that takes a lot of pressure off Tony Stewart with Robin Williams dying.
I would disagree, but continue.
Don, that was harsh. You're the resident expert.
That was harsh. It happened. He killed a guy.
Yeah, he didn't kill a guy.
Did a guy die?
But he didn't kill
him. Did him with a car?
He didn't kill him.
Okay, so how do you explain his death?
He died.
Natural causes. The natural cause? Tony Stewart's tire.
The natural cause of blood force trauma to the head.
That's not funny, and I apologize to his family. See, even I know that was wrong.
Wow. Well, that's why Robin Williams not being here to keep us comedians in check.
So, Don, you don't think he had any intention of even trying to scare him?
No.
I don't think he tried to kill him, clearly. But I think maybe he thought, I'm going to go real close to this guy and show this kid what's up.
I think that, you know, it's interesting to me. It's been a little eye-opening to me, too, just to see, you know, I guess I've always kind of trusted the media to report things accurately. But the media this week has just been attacking him.
Holy shit,
him.
It's Glenn Beck over
here. Yeah, I mean, they've just been attacking him just left and right, that he hit this kid and he should know better and all this stuff.
They keep posting pictures of him looking insane.
Yeah. I mean, they keep going back to the, you know, how he got his nickname of Smoke and all this other stuff. And
I thought it's because he liked weed.
Well, that is true.
I don't follow NASCAR.
He was on the cover of High Times. So, you know, then they start interviewing. They start finally interviewing guys and girls that have, you know, raced in the dirt track world. And they say that, number one, you can't see out of the cars. You can see straight ahead. And that track was dark. He was wearing a black suit, black helmet, all that stuff. And there was no lights on that end of the track. That's number one. But number two is that they say the only way to steer that car, if you were to turn the wheel, that car would have slid sideways. If you would have hit the brakes, the car would have slid sideways because they're racing on dirt. The only way to steer the car and how you steer the cars on dirt tracks is by accelerating. So to avoid hitting this kid, who, by the way, if you look at him...
Oh, no, he ran out of the track like an asshole.
And he lunged. I mean, he ran and jumped in front of the car. So, I mean, tragic, tragic, tragic accident. And look, Tony Stewart has definitely jumped in front of cars and thrown things at cars before. But I think that if you're going to do that, you're taking your life into your own hands at that point in time. You can't control that type of stuff, and you got to be very careful. I think it was just a tragic accident. If you want
I agree that it was definitely a tragic accident, and I don't think it was intended. I don't think at any point Tony Stewart thought, I'm going to hit this guy and kill him.
But the problem is that it was Tony Stewart racing on a dirt track for a $5,000 purse, and now the state's attorney in that area is going to try to find a way to to prosecute him.
I don't think there'll be any criminal charges, but I guarantee there was a civil suit.
There's going to be a civil suit, but there's a civil suit only because he's Tony Stewart too, and he's got money, so they know they're going to be able to get money out of him, and he'll probably pay. The question becomes: does this ruin Tony Stewart's career? Does he ever come back from this?
No, but based on his racing this year, I don't think it matters.
Thank you for that.
In lighter news, let's talk about some movies for a bit. You know, right now they're talking about remaking Ghostbusters again, but now that Harold Ramis died, what are they going to do? Apparently it's going to be an all-woman cast. That's right.
I thought you said lighter news. This is depressing.
It's not depressing. Harold Ramis dying is depressing, but that's old news.
Robin Williams was originally cast to backfill.
To be Slimer. It was going to go well.
Harold Ramis.
I die. Robin Williams as Harold Ramis as Egon Spengler?
Yep.
Wow.
Tony Stewart's car is going to replace the van, but they've decided to back away from that as well.
It was inappropriate.
Wow. You know who was playing Slimer? It was Lauren Bacall.
Well,
why haven't we talked about Lauren Bacall?
That's a good question.
Do you want to do a
Radio for Winners?
A question that will go unanswered on this episode. Because
I don't care about Lauren Bacall. I'm the wrong person to ask, because apparently I don't care when anyone dies. Right. But I do care when they remake a movie I loved.
So what movie? So what, they're doing an all-female cast of Ghostbusters?
Not remaking Ghostbusters, but putting out a new imagining of Ghostbusters now. Because the original Ghostbusters 3 script had heavy parts with Egon Spengler,
so
Harold
who's
Ramis.
The fat chick that's very funny in movies? I forget her name. I just refer to her as a fat chick.
McCarthy.
Yes.
I'm assuming she'll be cast.
Melissa McCarthy. Because it's the same guy that did Bridesmaids, which is a hilarious movie.
See, I don't think that's the route that you go. I think you recast the three girls that were in Charlie's Angels. Not the original Charlie's Angels, but the Charlie's Angels movie with Cameron Diaz and Drew Barrymore. And then...
who was the third girl?
Lisa Ling. Was it Lisa Ling?
No, that's the news reporter. Your Asians are the same,
Wow.
Dying. Look at that.
Horrible. What was that lady's name?
I don't know, but I knew it wasn't Lisa Ling, the news reporter.
Well, okay. Maybe it was. Maybe she was.
Was that Connie Chung?
No. But you get those three, and you have them be the
Wasn't she Sulu? Wow.
You get those three.
You think, but that's the right route? Instead of going with a newer, younger, hipper cast?
What are you
going
to do? Melissa McCarthy, the girl that left Saturday Night Live two seasons ago that had that movie with Melissa McCarthy in it. And who's
Kristen Wiig.
Kristen Wiig, yeah.
Who's amazing.
Yeah. But who's the third?
Well, you would do four or five or maybe more. Maybe you do a Ghostbusters Academy. Go a whole different route.
Like a Ghostbusters Academy. Like
from
kinda...
Dan Aykroyd, since he's the only person who will do this thing.
So, like a police academy, but it's a Ghostbusters Academy.
Right. They could also get Mahoney. He's doing nothing.
Why not, right?
I think
what's
you're making
Bobcat
a better
Goldway
movie than they
doing?
Are. He directs movies now.
Oh.
Apparently very good movies.
I think that's what I've heard, too, is that he's actually a pretty good director.
So here's my question. Even if I'm assuming this is going to be terrible, but what other movie do you think was like the original movie was very, very good, and then there was a sequel later, years later, that just blew?
A sequel that blew?
Not immediately after, because you can do a cash-out sequel immediately that just sucked. But I mean, like you take a movie that there's no reason for a sequel, and then like 20 years later, they just throw one out that it's terrible. I have one in mind, but I'm sure there's others.
Give me the one that you have, because I mean, there's a couple coming out. So like remaking Goonies, right?
But that's not out yet, so I can't say if it sucks. I'm sure it will.
The only thing I think it was recent was like Hangover, but that's recent. You know, that's just more of a money grab.
And it was a cash in, right? And they weren't very good, but I can't say it was like, man, Hangover was good, and they cast like four new dudes to be the guys again.
Yeah,
you know?
That's true.
But you're talking years later, right?
The only one I can really think of that's like, oh, this will be as bad as that is Caddyshack 2.
Oh, that was horrible.
Like, the original Caddyshack is great, even though at the time it was a bomb, you know, and no one liked it. I mean, we weren't really paying attention then. I think we were alive.
I know.
What about the
Blues Brothers?
What about the sequel of Dumb and Dumber?
Yes. No, I don't know about the new one because it's not out yet, but the one with the two other kids with Harry Met Steve or whatever?
Yeah.
Yeah, that looked awful. I didn't see it, though.
But Blues Brothers 2 was horrible.
Yes. But again, I blame that on Dan Aykroyd. I think at this point, anything he does is pretty miserable. So I don't even think that's... I mean, I put it in the same category, but I would put it as what I thought the previous Ghostbusters 3 was going to be.
Actually, I remember the movie Schindler's List, Let's Do It Again.
Schindler's List 2, Electric Boogaloo.
That was disgusting.
They had a dance scene.
Not...
It was incredible. I loved it.
Good Morning Vietnam 2.
Back to Vietnam.
Yeah. Sorry, that was in pre-production.
That was disappointing. Although, you know what is in pre-production?
I don't see you grabbing the iPod. Is this another news article?
No, it's not. But it just Miss Doubtfire
Actually,
2.
Another,
Miss Doubtfire
another
2.
Yeah.
What?
Was Rocky Balboa, the sixth Rocky that came out like years after.
The one where he fought the other guy on the computer and then he was mad about it?
The one where he, I think that was it. Yeah, yeah.
And then well,
he,
five was bad. I thought six was better than five. Five was awful. Five's the one where he trains another
Tommy
kid.
Gun.
Yes. Five is Tommy Gunn. That one sucks.
What's the one that's coming out now? Is it the what is the one with Sylvester Stallone?
The Expendables 3.
But now that's got, I see that they have, they're slowly, it's like a serial killer that they're trying to slowly, well, I guess you wouldn't really reintegrate a serial killer back into society, but like a child rapist, you would probably slowly try work its way back to society. But I see that they're slowly putting Mel Gibson in that movie, so you see him in the promos. Did you see that?
Yeah, well, this is going to be his bring back role.
Right, that's, yeah.
Because he's not going to be in the new Mad Max, which looks incredible. That will be a sequel that does not suck.
How bad is Batman versus Superman going to be?
It's going to be terrible.
But why are Batman and Superman fighting?
Over a girl.
What's the name of the girl?
Tina. No, I have no idea. I'm sure it's awful. I don't want to. I mean, the movie's not out yet, so I don't know exactly why they're fighting. In the comics, they fought a number of times.
Wouldn't Superman win every single time?
He would, but you know, Batman's always going to have some kryptonite. That's how he always wins. He doesn't win, or at least he weakens him so it's actually a fight. Because yeah, otherwise Superman would just melt him with heat ray eyes. It's over. Batman's just a dude with stuff.
When does Spider-Man come?
When you rub him. Oh man, I don't have any music for this because I took it off the iPod, but guess what we've got again? Another recurring segment, Fat Snacks.
Fat Snacks.
That's right. Fat so snacks. We talked about this, I think, although that show may not have come out. I don't remember. But Lay's is doing another come up with your own chip flavor. You remember last time they did it? They had, what were the flavors last time? The original time they did it was,
I don't know. I'm still a little pissed off that you took the song off of your iPod.
It was not a very good song. I'll find it for the next show.
It's a terrible song, right?
Yeah, it was like opera. So so the first time it was like garlic bread and sriracha, which tasted like horse butthole, and chicken and waffles. And those were the three they put out last year, and apparently garlic bread won, and you can find it somewhere. I've never seen it in stores, but apparently it was the winner and is being done. So now they put out four new flavors, and I've got all four. So we'll do one each week because you get to vote until October and tell you what we think of them.
Okay, so what's the first one
the
that
first
we have?
The first flavor we're going to grab is... Wavy mango salsa flavored.
Okay, Tony, do you have yours?
I mailed you one chip in an envelope this morning, so you'll have it for next week.
Wow, oh, man, Jeremy, who's actually been eating chip after chip.
I'm going to be honest with you, Tony. You're not here personally, but it looks like Jeremy's...
They don't smell bad. They do smell like mango salsa. Take a whiff of that. Take a big anchor and sniff.
Jeremy's been eating a lot of chips.
Will it taste like the inner butthole
it smells
of a
like,
horse?
It smells like mango salsa.
It does smell like
so
mango.
So take one out here. We'll try it, and we'll eat it loudly and annoy everybody listening.
Hold on. Let me get a big one.
I don't know if I like the chip that smells like mango.
Well, I like mango salsa. Do you not like mango salsa? I think it's a wonderful idea. This is a chip I was terrified of. Some of the other ones don't sound as good, but this one sounds all right. Let me take a taste. Don, what do you think? And while you're talking about it, I'll eat one. How about
it
that?
It tastes like somebody put a Starburst on a chip. Thoughts?
Yeah, I don't think it's a Starburst necessarily, but it almost feels like if you just took a chip and then dumped orange juice on it and let it dry again. Like it's got a citrus flavor, and it's crunchy. I would not recommend the mango salsa Lay's. I don't hate them, but they're interesting enough for one chip. I don't want to finish the rest of this tiny bag. I got a small bag. I still don't want it.
No.
So not a complete, I don't think I want to die, but I'm not a fan.
Well, the good news is you didn't buy a big bag.
No, I did not buy babies. I tried to only get the little bags. And by the way, Lay's, here's a tip. If you want people to buy your four different flavors and then rate them,
Lay's.
You need to put out like a bag with all four flavors in little compartments. That's a brilliant idea. And I don't know why everyone is not saying anything. I think it's a brilliant idea.
I mean... So you're saying mix them together?
No, don't mix. That's gross. What is wrong with this? In four separate compartments, like the McDLT, but with chips.
I miss that McDLT.
No one liked the McDLT. But you know what people do like? Our NFL Picks League. So listen, you still have a lot of time. There's 3 weeks until the season starts. Go ahead and go to ESPN.com. Look up our group. It's RFW Pigskin, and the password is always penis. And you have any chance to just go on. You pick every game each week. If you win the most games by the end of the season, you get a... RFW prize pack valued at no less than $5 American. And if you're local, you're more than welcome to come in and receive that prize live on the air, like last year's winner, Curly Pubes. So it's another episode of Radio for Winners.
But hold
on. Everyone enjoyed these fat snacks. Hope everyone enjoyed some football picks. Yes, Don.
Can you make sure that you bring your friends to the Football Picks League, too?
Yeah, and if you like the show, even if they hate the show, if they like football, get them to join.
That's all we're looking for.
All right, see you guys next week.
See you guys.
Three, two, one, go.
You can follow. You can. Contact Radio for Winners on Twitter at Radio for Winners, Facebook.com. Search for Radio for Winners, or if you want to send us an email, hit us up on the Gmail, rfwshow@gmail.com.
Well, there you have it, folks. Another happy ending from the good people, Jimmy James Incorporated.